We're 60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And a new survey just came out that's making a lot of people think. And they asked, if you could choose one age to be for the rest of your life, what would you choose?
Oh, man.
What do y'all think?
Oh, God. That's tough. My first instinct is like early 20s, but I was wasted all the
time. Yeah, I like where I'm at right now, honestly.
It's so easy to be dumb and young.
Yeah,
you know?
It's really easy.
I mean, sorry, I like Alexis. Where I'm at. Yeah. Wait, what? You don't like this age?
No consequences.
That was a good thing.
The most common answer from the survey was 36.
Interesting.
What?
Okay. I mean, it kind of makes sense because you're more financially stable. I bet that's part of it.
Oh, that happens?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to.
You also are, by the time you're 36, you're really good at saying no, which is a real nice thing in life.
Okay.
Yeah, and they say also it's at an age where you're eating healthier, you're making better emotional decisions for yourself. But you're not so old where you can't have fun anymore.
Yeah, all right. Totally.
I could see that.
In fact, 4 out of 10 people say they would not go back to their 20s, and they'd like to be frozen in time at 36.
It's because you look back and you're like, how did I, like,
you
how did I make it?
To say things? That, but do they mean it?
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah. It's a lot of wasted energy in my 20s.
Yeah,
but it was fun.
They also found more than half of people think they look 5 years younger than they really are
at 36,
and they feel 6 years younger.
I feel like I can't 10 years younger.
Can't wait till I hit 36.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Brooke looked around the room.
Why?
Like, don't
Why are you laughing?
I'm not going to be the one to say it.
In spite of all that, though, more than half of people said they used to be obsessed with slowing down how they're aging, but now they're doing a better job of just accepting and embracing it.
Oh, bullcrap. Yeah, my best friend works is like injecting Botox and stuff.
Oh, like
there is not one person that isn't getting that stuff. I feel like I'm not getting it yet, and I may be the one wrinkly person in the future.
I'm accepting and embracing it.
Are
for
you?
Sure.
You are.
Sweet death, come my way. I cannot wait. All
we
right.
embrace you.
Yeah. So let's continue to age ourselves by doing the shock caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer it wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us what you'd like to hear. Brooke is drawing a name out because she had the shock caller last. She had a face.
Yep.
What'd you get, Brooke?
Brooke Brotato Chip Fox.
Brotato Chip.
Yes.
I have made it so long without getting picked.
You just cursed yourself.
Okay, and knock on something.
All right, well, Brooke's putting on the shock caller while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock caller question of the day.
Alfred Nobel once said, if I have 1,000 ideas and only one turns out to be good, I'm satisfied. With that being said, what happens when a company makes it big with one product, then fails miserably trying something a little different? It's happened and I have proof. Today I have 2 lists for you. One has 5 different companies on it, and the other is 5 alternative products that those brands have actually manufactured and sold. Your job is to correctly match each company with the product they put on the market.
Oh, okay.
Now, listen closely while we hand out these lists. Here are your 5 companies. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Okay, PBR.
Lamborghini.
All Lambo. Right.
Ooh, they make a lot of stuff.
Lifesavers.
Uh-huh.
Bic.
Oh, they make everything.
And Cheetos. Your alternative products created by these companies are vodka, cheese, soda, disposable underwear, and lip balm. You have to match the company to the product they've created. You can start discussing now. You'll have 90 seconds before you have to give me your first 2 matches.
Okay, I'm going to start with the products on this one and then go to the companies. So my first one for vodka. It makes sense to me that it would be Lamborghini because people who are rich like alcohol. And like Lamborghini people... Aren't they the ones that always have the jackets and the keychains and the hats and the...
Yeah, totally.
But
just to ask, Pabst Blue Ribbon
that's
is
what
an
I was
alcohol
thinking.
Company. Is that obvious? Like, would they switch to another alcohol?
I don't think they'd do it.
They're just cheaper, so they can make anything else, like anything else
on this
list.
Yeah, so for me, okay, we'll go to Pabst Blue Ribbon right now. For me, that is an obvious where they're going to want to make something that goes with beer to up their beer sales. And that's why I would pick cheese.
Oh, I thought you said disposable underwear with the beer because when you drink too much beer.
Yeah,
it's also not a bad idea because you're at a festival, you're maybe at a concert.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go cheese or disposable underwear.
Dude, imagine Pabst Blue Ribbon cheese. That sounds awful.
Well, the thing is, they didn't work. They didn't work.
Oh, that's
right?
The point. That's yeah. Right, Brooke.
I'm going to stick cheese with PBR.
Okay. Right. Let's get the question one more time.
I gave you a list of 5 different companies on it and another one which had 5 alternative products that those brands have sold in the past. Now, tell me which 2 you've paired up so far, and I'll tell you if you're correct or not.
I got PBR and cheese and Lamborghini and vodka.
I can tell you 2 out of 2 of those are correct.
Let's move forward. Okay, we got vodka and cheese out of the way. Now we're on to soda.
Soda, okay. Now, and the choices are Lifesavers, Bic, and Cheetos between those.
Okay, my instinct is soda, sugar, Lifesavers, sugar. Soda and Lifesavers. Disposable underwear. I'm going to go Bic.
Please be Bic and yeah. Not Cheetos.
Because Bic is a logic company. It's your necessities, right?
Very mm-hmm. true. They have lighters and pens.
Yep.
Lip balm is a necessity.
No, that is definitely Cheetos. I mean, who doesn't want to rub all that Cheeto goodness all over your
mouth?
Yeah.
I feel like that would make it more chapped.
Yeah. Gross. Yeah. That seems like the worst part of Cheetos.
Yeah.
Well, again, these didn't work out.
Yeah.
But
need a final answer. For
I'm going to go Lifesavers made soda, Bic made disposable underwear, and Cheetos made lip balm.
I asked you to take 5 products and link them up to the parent company that produced it, and here are the correct answers. Pabst Blue Ribbon, during Prohibition, created their own spreadable cheese.
Yeah, that's right.
They were soon sued by Velveeta and Kraft, so they discontinued.
Oh, yeah.
Lamborghini distilled an item back in 2003 you can still buy online today, and that's vodka.
You can buy it?
But oh, don't drink God. And drive. Yes, okay. It's still available.
Cool.
Lifesavers. In 1980s, it's a new spinoff product that did well in taste tests, but not in stores.
Taste test.
Consumers thought the Lifesaver soda pop
yes!
Tastes too much like candy. You're 3 for 3 so far.
All right, let's go.
Cheetos, you said lip balm for this one. In 2005, Cheetos attempted to make their own lip balm.
Yes!
Customers complained that it smelled like moldy cheese and they discontinued it.
Ew.
So that means you got the 5th one right.
Yay!
In 1998, because they were known for making high-quality but inexpensive items like pens and office supplies, the company Bic manufactured women's disposable underwear, but for some reason it didn't catch on.
Oh, oh man.
Wow. That's amazing.
Awesome.
Got them all right, and that means Jake will take the shock this morning,
okay.
And somebody wanted to hear the song You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift.
I love Jake's voice.
She wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts,
yeah,
she's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers, dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time, if you can see!
I love it!
Hit those high notes.
Yeah, Jake!
All right, that's your shock collar question of the day, brought to you by Bix Disposable Underwear. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.